Chapter 152, Ghost Ships on a Still and Empty Sea. Spurred on by my own lethargy and lack of achievement, I rise in the morning, bewildered but determined, determined to leap into action, if at all possible, to coax and guide misguided schemes towards fruition. For a time at least, I put myself where hope lives. Into action I leap and stumble, agility being far overrated. It's what you do that matters, not how you do it. I enter current abode, scattering vermin as I go. Surprised they are at such proactivity at this hour of the morn. "Much to do," I cry, "and I'm not going to shirk." Well, not as much as I have been known to shirk previously. I get to work on a fresh and unploughed field, starting yet a new initiative, as much of my archived material has been mislaid or burnt, sometimes a kind of sacrifice. And sometimes, by accident. Chronicles, I write at the top of a new page. It is always good to have a title to work under, like an umbrella, or a billboard announcing that which is to come, an all-important starting block to spring from, or a foundation block to build on, brick by brick, blow by blow, word by word, note by note. I dip nib in ink and hold it above the page, looking up and out the milky window to a dull and gentle light of day, wondering where to start with this and where it could possibly end, wondering if it is really worth the effort, and if I would not be happier simply going for a walk in the forest in search of maidenhair ferns and edible fungi. But no, the hard road I must take, the high road through the mountains. Let's see, a chronicle is a diary, an account of events, mostly void of analysis, which in any case I am incapable of providing. I will tell it like it is. Material there is, plenty, once you start probing and unpicking things. The challenge is to put it all together in some kind of order, or, if not, into a pleasing disorder. The challenge is to fit it all together to make a garment that you can wear in public. I could lay all the pieces out on the table and shuffle them around till they make sense, like a jigsaw puzzle. Or perhaps the best approach is to sketch it out in pencil first and then, when it takes a reasonable shape, ink it all in. Perhaps. I spend a good deal of time searching abode for a pencil, rifling through pockets and rattling drawers to no avail. I finally find one down the cleavage of the sofa, which I extract and sharpen with a knife, inadvertently slicing my thumb and subsequently smudging blank page with drops of blood and curious blood-coloured impressions of various different fingers, which I doodle on to conjure up a variety of interesting insects and non-specific creatures, and even faces of people I hope to never meet. Oh dear, there you go again, falling by the wayside, following the easiest path, sliding downhill into the valley of infinite distraction. where unfinished projects drift like ghost ships on a still and empty sea.
Take this new perspective now. The spectacle of these clouds, and see where they are going. Wherever the wind is blowing, people gather all along the waterline to see the ships come in. Just like old times, I've taken all my vows, taken on board everything allowed. You can take it in your stride, or leave it there by the wayside. Turn in circles till you unwind, as loose tongues wag idle minds. How we love to see the sails, how we press against the rail. Just your eye, and sailing in these ships, the evening pearls and amethyst. People gather all along the waterline, breeze teasing leaves on time's grand old vine. Catching evening in the sails, the crowd push against the rail. No destination or port of call, or sea to park, no reef, no shoal. And sold his crown. People gather all along the waterline to send him on his way, just like old times. How we love to see them sail, how we press against the rail. Sails billowing above, filled with longing and with love. No earthly limit to their reach, no sea to part or laws to breach. No fear.